Section 6. Medicare Prescription Drug Coverage, Part D, pages 73 to 79. How does Medicare Prescription Drug Coverage, Part D, work? Medicare Prescription Drug Coverage is an optional benefit. Medicare drug coverage is offered to everyone with Medicare. Even if you don't use prescription drugs now, you should consider joining a Medicare drug plan. If you decide not to join a Medicare drug plan when you're first eligible, and you don't have other creditable prescription drug coverage or get extra help, you'll likely pay a late enrollment penalty if you join a plan later. Generally, you'll pay this penalty for as long as you have Medicare prescription drug coverage. See pages 77 through 78. To get Medicare prescription drug coverage, you must join a plan approved by Medicare that offers Medicare drug coverage. Each plan can vary in cost and specific drugs covered. Visit medicare.gov/plan-compare for more information about plans in your area. There are two ways to get Medicare prescription drug coverage. 1. Medicare prescription drug plans. These plans, sometimes called PDPS, add drug coverage to original Medicare, some Medicare cost plans, some Medicare private fee-for-service, PFFS, plans, and Medicare Medical Savings Account, MSA, plans. You must have Part A and or Part B to join a Medicare prescription drug plan. 2. Medicare Advantage plans or other Medicare health plans that offer Medicare prescription drug coverage. You get all of your Part A, Part B, and prescription drug coverage, Part D, through these plans. Medicare Advantage plans with prescription drug coverage are sometimes called MAPDs. Remember, you must have Part A and Part B to join a Medicare Advantage plan, and not all of these plans offer drug coverage. In either case, you must live in the service area of the Medicare drug plan you want to join. Both types of plans are called Medicare drug plans in this handbook. Note: definitions of blue words are on pages 113 through 116. If you have employer or union coverage. Important: call your benefits administrator before you make any changes or sign up for any other coverage. Signing up for other coverage could cause you to lose your employer or union health and drug coverage for you and your dependents. If you lose your employer or union coverage, you may not be able to get it back. If you want to know how Medicare prescription drug coverage works with other drug coverage you may have, see page 58. When can I join, switch, or drop a Medicare drug plan? When you first become eligible for Medicare, you can join during your initial enrollment period. See page 17. If you get Part B for the first time during the general enrollment period, you can also join a Medicare drug plan from April 1st through June 30th. Your coverage will start on July 1st. You can join, switch, or drop a Medicare drug plan between October 15th and December 7th each year. Your changes will take effect on January 1st of the following year, as long as the plan gets your request before December 7th. If you're enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan, you can join, switch, or drop a plan during the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period, between January 1st and March 31st each year. See page 65 for more information. If you qualify for a special enrollment period, see below. Special enrollment periods. Special enrollment periods are times when you can join, switch, or drop your Medicare drug coverage if you meet certain requirements. Generally, you must stay enrolled in your Medicare drug plan for the entire year, but you may be able to change your coverage mid-year if you qualify for a special enrollment period when certain events happen in your life. Check with your plan for more information. How do I switch? You can switch to a new Medicare drug plan simply by joining another drug plan during one of the times listed above. You don't need to cancel your old Medicare drug plan. Your old Medicare drug plan coverage will end when your new drug plan coverage begins. You should get a letter from your new Medicare drug plan telling you when your coverage with the new plan begins. You can switch plans by calling 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-800-633-4227. 877-486-2048. How do I drop a Medicare drug plan? If you want to drop your Medicare drug plan and don't want to join a new plan, you can only do so during certain times. See page 74. You can disenroll by calling 1-800-MEDICARE. You can also send a letter to the plan to tell them you want to disenroll. If you drop your plan and want to join another Medicare drug plan later, you have to wait for an enrollment period. You may have to pay a late enrollment penalty if you don't have creditable prescription drug coverage. See pages 77 through 78. Read the information you get from your plan. Review the evidence of coverage, EOC, and annual notice of change, ANOC, your plan sends you each year. The EOC gives you details about what the plan covers, how much you pay, and more. The ANOC includes any changes in coverage, costs, provider networks, service area, and more that will be effective in January. If you don't get these important documents in early fall, contact your plan. How much do I pay? Below and continued on the next page are descriptions of what you pay in your Medicare drug plan. Your actual drug plan costs will vary depending on your prescriptions and whether they're on your plan's formulary, list of covered drugs, and depending on what tier the drug is in. See page 79. Which phase of your drug benefit that you're in. Some examples include whether or not you met your deductible, if you're in the catastrophic coverage phase, etc. The plan you choose. Remember, plan coverage and costs can change each year. Which pharmacy you use, whether it offers preferred or standard cost sharing, is out of network, or is mail order. Your out-of-pocket prescription drug costs may be less at a preferred pharmacy because it has agreed with your plan to charge less. Whether you get extra help paying your Part D costs. See pages 83 through 85. Magnifying glass, you may be able to lower the cost of your prescriptions. Some ways include choosing generics over brand name or paying the non-insurance cost of a drug. Ask your pharmacist. They can tell you if there's a less expensive option available. You can also submit your receipts to your plan to have these costs counted toward your yearly out-of-pocket costs. Check with your plan to find out how. Monthly premium. Most drug plans charge a monthly fee that varies by plan. You pay this in addition to the Part B premium. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan or Medicare cost plan that includes Medicare prescription drug coverage, the monthly premium may include an amount for prescription drug coverage. Note, contact your drug plan, not Social Security or the Railroad Retirement Board, RRB, if you want your premium deducted from your monthly Social Security or RRB payment. If you want to stop premium deductions and get billed directly, contact your drug plan. Important, if you have a higher income, you might pay more for your Part D coverage. If your income is above a certain limit, $85,000 if you file individually or $170,000 if you're married and file jointly, you'll pay an extra amount in addition to your plan premium, sometimes called Part D, IRMA. You'll also have to pay this extra amount if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan that includes drug coverage. This doesn't affect everyone, so most people won't have to pay a higher amount. If you have to pay a higher amount for Part D, you'll also pay an extra amount for your Part B premium. See page 22. Usually, the extra amount will be deducted from your Social Security check. If you get benefits from the Railroad Retirement Board, RRB, the extra amount will be deducted from your RRB check. If you're billed the amount by Medicare or the RRB, you must pay the extra amount to Medicare or the RRB and not your plan. If you don't pay the extra amount, you could lose your Part D coverage. You may not be able to enroll in another plan right away, and you may have to pay a late enrollment penalty for as long as you have Part D. If you have to pay an extra amount and you disagree, for example, you have a life event that lowers your income, visit socialsecurity.gov or call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213. TTY users can call 1-800-325-0778. yearly deductible. This is the amount you must pay before your drug plan begins to pay its share of your covered drugs. Some drug plans don't have a deductible. Co-payments or co-insurance. These are the amounts you pay for your covered prescriptions after the deductible. If the plan has one, you pay your share and your drug plan pays its share for covered drugs. If you pay co-insurance, these amounts may vary throughout the year due to changes in the drug's total cost. Catastrophic coverage. Once you've met your plan's out-of-pocket cost requirements for the year, you automatically get catastrophic coverage. With catastrophic coverage, you only pay a reduced co-insurance amount or co-payment for covered drugs for the rest of the year. Note: if you get extra help, you won't have some of these costs. See pages 83 through 84. Important: visit medicare.gov/plan-compare to get specific Medicare drug plan costs, and call the plans you're interested in to get more details. For help comparing plan costs, contact your State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP. See pages 109 through 112 for the phone number. What's the Part D late enrollment penalty? The late enrollment penalty is an amount that's permanently added to your Part D premium. You may owe a late enrollment penalty if at any time after your initial enrollment period is over, there's a period of 63 or more days in a row when you don't have Part D or other creditable prescription drug coverage. You'll generally have to pay the penalty for as long as you have Part D coverage. Note: if you get extra help, you don't pay a late enrollment penalty. Three ways to avoid paying a penalty. 1. Join a Medicare drug plan when you're first eligible. Even if you don't take prescriptions now, you should consider joining a Medicare prescription drug plan or a Medicare Advantage plan that offers drug coverage to avoid a penalty. You may be able to find a plan that meets your needs with little to no monthly premiums. See pages 5 through 9 to learn more about your choices. 2. Enroll in a Medicare drug plan if you lose other creditable coverage. Creditable prescription drug coverage could include drug coverage from a current or former employer or union, TRICARE, Indian Health Service, the Department of Veterans Affairs, or individual health insurance coverage. Your plan must tell you each year if your drug coverage is creditable coverage. If you go 63 days or more in a row without a Medicare drug plan or other creditable prescription drug coverage, you may have to pay a penalty if you join later. 3. Keep records showing when you had creditable drug coverage, and tell your plan if they ask about it. If you don't tell the plan about your creditable prescription drug coverage, you may have to pay a penalty for as long as you have Part D coverage. How much more will I pay? The cost of the late enrollment penalty depends on how long you didn't have creditable prescription drug coverage. Currently, the late enrollment penalty is calculated by multiplying 1% of the national base beneficiary premium, $33.19 in 2019, by the number of full, uncovered months that you were eligible but didn't join a Medicare drug plan and went without other creditable prescription drug coverage. The final amount is rounded to the nearest 10 cents and added to your monthly premium. Since the national base beneficiary premium may increase each year, the penalty amount may also increase each year. After you join a Medicare drug plan, the plan will tell you if you owe a penalty and what your premium will be. Visit Medicare.gov later this fall to find out how much the 2020 National Base Beneficiary Premium will be. Example: Mrs. Martin didn't join a drug plan when she was first eligible, by June 2016. She doesn't have prescription drug coverage from any other source. She joined the Medicare drug plan during November 2018, and her coverage began on January 1, 2019. Since Mrs. Martin was without creditable prescription drug coverage from July 2016 through December 2018, her penalty in 2019 is 30%, 1% for each of the 30 months, of $33.19. The national base beneficiary premium for 2019, which is $9.95. The final amount is rounded to the nearest 10 cents so she'll be charged $10 each month in addition to her plan's monthly premium in 2019. She'll continue to pay a penalty for as long as she has Part D coverage, and the amount may go up each year. Here's the math. 0.30, 30% penalty, times $33.19, 2019 base beneficiary premium, equals $9.95. $10 equals Mrs. Martin's monthly late enrollment penalty for 2019, rounded to the nearest 10 cents. What if I don't agree with the penalty? If you disagree with your penalty, you can ask for a review or reconsideration. Generally, you must request this review within 60 days from the date on the first letter you get, stating you have to pay a late enrollment penalty. You'll need to fill out a reconsideration request form that your Medicare drug plan will send you by the date listed in the letter. You can provide proof that supports your case, like information about previous creditable prescription drug coverage. If you need help, call your plan.